Welcome to another episode of the Peak Performance Selling Podcast, where we interview top sellers and sales leaders to learn the different tips, tricks, and mental strategies that they use to create sustainable peak performance. Let's get rolling.
That's even better. I love the mailbox money, but you don't even have to go to the mailbox or deposit the check.
There's a huge aspect. We talked earlier about this whole portfolio theory of work. I'm a huge believer in making money while I sleep. So I've got a bunch of different royalty streams that just happen. You know, it's from work I did a long time ago. I've got some videos I recorded 15 years ago that are still generating royalties. I mean, it's crazy, but it's super cool to know that even if I don't work this year, that there will be this money coming in.
And it's even more fascinating that you said earlier that you're not even trying to retire anytime soon.
No.
So it's fascinating what happens.
I could. I never have to work again, but I don't want to. You know, I think if I were to not work, I would have a very different lifestyle and it would not be as interesting and enjoyable. I wouldn't be speaking to super cool people like you. I wouldn't be able to perhaps say something that sparks an idea to your listeners. You know, that's what gives me joy.
I love that. And there's so much opportunity when you can really align your passions and what you can do and your lifestyle all together. I am curious, as I know you've done a lot of in-person events and a lot of speaking. And as we think about sellers and sales leaders getting on these different Zoom calls, how do you prepare yourself? What do you do mentally or physically to get yourself ready to show up for these different events?
Yes, good question. So first of all, I always present, when I present virtually, I present standing up. And the vast majority of people, whether it's just a Zoom sales call, I shouldn't say just, but if it's a Zoom sales call or a client pitch or a virtual event or you're on a webinar or whatever it might be, almost everybody sits down. And when you sit down, a few things happen. You do not have the same energy. You just don't. That's a metabolism thing, number one. Number two, you don't have the opportunity to move or to gesture like you might if you are standing up. And three, your voice is different because when you're standing up, you use your voice and you're breathing in a slightly different way. So I always suggest if you want to up your virtual selling game, start by standing up. Secondly, decent equipment is important. And, you know, a lot of people graduated from the built-in camera on their notebook computer and the built-in microphone on their notebook computer. Many people have graduated from that. And they have an external camera and perhaps an external microphone and perhaps a $25 ring light. Now, that's a good first step. But I recommend if anyone is doing a lot of virtual selling, spend $5,000 and make a killer type of a setup. Now, all you need to do this is a really, really good microphone and a really, really good set of lights. So first of all, on the microphone I'm using right now to record this costs $2,000. Now, you don't need to spend $2,000 necessarily, but good sound is more important actually than good video. And it makes a huge difference because most people don't have good sound. Also, good light. 3 points of light is the best. There's what's called the key light, which is your primary light, a fill light, which is the secondary source. And what a lot of people don't do, but I think is important, is behind you have what's called, I love this term, a hair light, which lights the back of you and makes you look more 3D. And a good camera, of course, I use an SLR type camera that then feeds into my computer through some webcam software. And it makes an enormous difference if you have great quality video. And then the usual stuff that all good salespeople do, make sure you know who you're going to be speaking to, do some background information and so on. But I'm a huge, huge believer in these several things, simply standing up, number one, and simply number two, having equipment better than the other guys. And it doesn't need to be a lot of money.
I think this is really cool and actually ties into this vein from your other book, Fanocracy, that talks about the relationship that you build with the customer, that it's so much more important to focus on that relationship as a seller in today's day and age, to not be the hoarder of information, but somebody that actually is more efficient at helping your customer or prospect understand how to make that decision, and showing even the investment in your own setup for the presentation, for the quality of that, is really an investment in that relationship and creating fans. Or at HubSpot, we talk a lot about creating delightful experiences. And so talk to me a little bit about the mindset of fandom and fanocracy, because I think there's a lot of stuff that I've heard you talk about in the past that helps us show up at our best, to really excel, to not just be another rep that somebody talked to on the phone, but somebody that really creates this wonderful experience that creates these raving fans.
Yeah. I wrote this book, Fanocracy, with my daughter, Reiko. She's now 28 years old, but when we started the project, I think she was around 22, wanted to have me, middle-aged white guy, and Reiko, who's a mixed race millennial woman, come together to create this thing, because I wanted to make sure that I had all different views of this idea of fandom. What we learned, which was so interesting to me, number one, we all want to be part of a tribe of like-minded people. And we have multiple tribes that we're a part of in our world. You know, I'm part of a tribe of surfers. I love to surf. I've got friends who surf. I'm part of a tribe of fans of the Grateful Dead. I go to shows with people. I never see them outside of going to Grateful Dead shows. And I've been to 75 Grateful Dead shows, you know, and I can't wait to go to the next one and see my buddies who every year I'll see. So those are tribes of like-minded people. HubSpot's done a brilliant job at building a tribe of like-minded people through all the content you create, through the inbound conference and things like that. But we can all do that. Build a tribe of people around the organizations and what it is that we're doing. But there's something that was super surprising as we were researching fandom and building tribes and so on. That is the importance of passion. Passion, we learned, is infectious. When you're passionate about what you do, that passion rubs off. And most people aren't showing the thing that they're passionate about. And specifically, allowing your personal life to merge into your business life is something that we learned is super important to creating fans of the business you're in, whatever you do. If you're a salesperson, a sales manager, showing the thing that you're passionate about in your life, which is why if you're watching this on video, you see behind me a surfboard or a Grateful Dead logo or a model of the Apollo Saturn V rocket, because those are some of the things that I'm passionate about. I think of my daughter, Reiko. She's now an emergency doctor at Boston Medical Center. And during COVID, you know, the PPE that they have to wear is head to toe. She wears a hair, you know, like a cap. She wears double masks and a shield. She has rubber gloves on. She has a gown that covers her arms and all the way down to her toes. And the only thing you can really see are her eyes. And even those are behind a shield. Now imagine that you're a patient and you're in, perhaps for COVID or for anything, into her emergency department, and she shows up, "Hi, I'm your doctor," and all you see are a couple of eyes. Otherwise, this looks like an alien. She said, "Daddy, it's the coolest thing. I have personal things that I make a part of my uniform." She'll occasionally, I live in the Boston area, she'll occasionally have a Boston Bruins mask on top of her official doctor mask. She will occasionally, I think always now, wears a Black Lives Matter pin and an LGBTQ rainbow pin. And what she's doing by doing these things is showing a little bit about her personality, a little bit about what she's passionate about. And she says that patients come alive. They may not be even be Boston Bruins fans, but they come alive because this person is a human. Some of her colleagues actually wear buttons, you know, about 2 inches around of their full face without a mask on it, pinned onto their chest, so that people can see what they look, the doctor looks like without all the masks on. And so that's just a simple illustration of this idea that passion is infectious. And when you share what you're passionate about in the world, you're much more likely to grow fans. But so many salespeople especially, but all kinds of different business people, they are one person on LinkedIn. This is for business. This is my LinkedIn. And they're another person in the rest of their life, happy, go lucky, fun loving. Mix those things, merge those things, show us who you are in your private life, because that's what will grow fans.
That is really powerful. I've talked to a lot of folks as a skier that lives up in Vail. I find that it's so easy to have a conversation when I get on the ski lift with somebody because we have something in common instantly. I know in your course with Brian Halligan in a video on HubSpot on Fanocracy, you show, hey, here's the stickers on my computer. And I just got a new computer today. And I'm like, oh, what stickers am I going to put on? There is a way to connect with other people. So I really love this. I know we've got to wrap up here, David. So talk to us about where can folks find you. We're going to have a bunch of links in the show notes to books and other resources. Where are the best places for people to connect with you, though?
Almost 20 years ago, when I started my business, I did a search for David Scott. And there are a bunch of David Scotts. So I started using my middle name professionally. One of the best decisions I ever made. I am David Meerman Scott. I am the only one on the planet. So you can Google me. Most of the socials, I am DM Scott, DMSCOTT. If you're interested in the book Fanocracy, www.fanocracy.com or Standout Virtual Events is also a URL. Hey, this was great fun. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Our listeners will learn so much and get so much from you, David. Really appreciate it and have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's go crush it.
It's thanks to help from listeners like you, this podcast can continue to grow and help others. If you found anything helpful in today's episode, please take a second, share with a friend, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast today. Thanks.